This is Twit.
Okay, so this one is a little creepy. In Jackson, Mississippi, a small trial has been initiated and is being conducted for a month and a half, about 45 days, to explore the feasibility of allowing private citizens to have their video doorbells participate in police dragnet monitoring. The rationale is that while on the one hand, municipalities might install video cameras pointing down all four directions of every intersection, which is, by the way, exactly what I've noticed being done here in Southern California, that doesn't provide as much granular video coverage as might also be afforded if all of the video doorbells in residential neighborhoods were also tied into a much larger surveillance network. We've talked about pervasive video monitoring before, and it's a little creepy, but the EFF feels somewhat more strongly about this. They noted that handing over control of live streams to law enforcement may not only allow the covert recording of a willing participant's comings and goings, but also neighbors, which, of course, could happen. The EFF wrote, "The footage from your front door includes you coming and going from your house, your neighbors taking out the trash, and the dog walkers and delivery people who do their jobs in your street. In Jackson, this footage can now be live streamed directly onto a dozen monitors scrutinized by police around the clock. Even if you refuse to allow your footage to be used that way, your neighbor's camera pointed at your house may still be transmitted directly to the police." So, and sort of an interesting coincidence, this past August, Jackson City officials voted to preemptively ban police forces from using facial recognition technology to identify potential suspects on city streets. And although this is not that, it's getting close. And the month before, in September, an analysis leaked from the FBI highlighting how smart doorbells could also be turned against law enforcement, as live feeds could warn suspected criminals of police presence, alert them to incoming visits from police, and might show suspects where officers are, which could pose a safety risk to law enforcement conducting property raids. So, yeah, this is increasingly feeling like a brave new world that we are in.